بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. دعاء اسمائيل for things that are related to the akhirat and things that are related to this life. When dua is meant for both, then make the dua well as well. Like you cry for your needs of the hereafter, you may cry for your dunyavi needs as well. So making dua for your dunya needs, for your worldly needs, is not against the essence of dua. Sometimes person is confused that الدُّنْيَا مِثْلُ جَنَاحِ بَعُودَةٍ is like the wing of a mosquito. Then is it the right thing to ask for dunyavi favors? So Maharaj says that yes, it is the right thing to ask for dunyavi favors itself. And this is borne out from the Quran and the Hadith as well. Musa alayhi salam is being pursued by a tyrant. And then he makes dua, Najjini min al-qawmi al-zalimin. So now, you are being pursued by a tyrant, right? So is it that you are making dua for a thing of the hereafter, or a worldly need? It's a worldly thing. So for worldly needs also, you show your dependence to Allah Ta'ala. Then, added to all this, he's escaped from the clutches of a tyrant, right? He's come onto a different territory altogether. From Egypt now he's already in Madian. So totally different territory. It's beyond the jurisdiction of Fir'aun. So Allah Ta'ala has saved him. But he's in foreign land. Imagine you just landed in Holland and you had nothing. No home, no work, no home, no finance, nothing. So can you imagine what level of desperation? You don't have a home, you don't have any finance, and no contacts, no person that you know. So you can imagine now what will be the level of your desperation. If the Jamaat is moving, then they got some trap when abode. Because in advance they make out, alright, there's going to be a masjid here, and it will be the masjid. Number two, the locals also get to know that there's a Jamaat coming in. So there are some of the responsible persons that are taking care. So you've got some level of security within your mind. But now you're in a land totally foreign, you don't know the persons, and you don't have an abode as well. So Musa alayhi salam does two things. He comes here and he sees that there are two girls that Imra'atani Tazudan. So two girls, and they are keeping their flocks away. Tazudan Tamna'an. They are keeping the flocks away. So a Nabi is born to stop oppression and to help. So that is now his makeup. If anybody is stranded or anybody is in trouble, then that is his makeup to help. in the first encounter of Wahi, the words that Hazrat Khadija had comforted Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the same. La tasirul rahim, tahmirul kalb, wa tu'inu ala nawa'imul haqq. There was so much for people. Taqrid dayf, looking after the guest, taking on people's burdens. Taqsibul ma'doom, person has nothing, you make a plan for him as well. Either give him a job or earn for him. So much you do, so Allah Ta'ala will never forsake you. He will never disgrace you. So that's the Nabi. So even before the Nubuwwat, he said that. So he's seeing now that these two girls are there as though they are stranded and they're keeping away their flocks from the rest. So he asked them, Ma khatbukuma, what's your matter, what's your problem? So they replied, okay, we don't water our animals until people have all finished, they have all watered the animals, then we water. So they are teaching, they are showing you, what they are showing you, the level of shame. They could have mixed up and get the animals watered and moved on. It would have been much easier for them because the water is being drawn out. And as the water is being drawn out, the animals could have already been watered. But they preferred not to do that. That when everybody, all the shepherds have watered the animals and gone, then they will go in. So the segregation, yeah. So people that had some understanding, then they knew they mustn't mix up. So these are the children of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam. So they had some understanding that it's not our place to mix up. That's not a Muslim's life. It may be a different culture, but our culture prevents us from mixing up. See that, how clear is the Quran Sharif. Right? Although they need the water desperately. You must understand now, you're talking of at least 3,500 years ago, Musa Islam's time. So they had no communal line, all that water coming to your home, even water coming to your toilet as well. Right? So they didn't have all these type of conveniences. Right? But they maintained the shame, they maintained the modesty, they would not mix up. But now, there may be another question that can come up. That if you are so modest, then why did you leave your home? These type of errands are for men, then why did you leave your home? So they said, alright, we have got a male, but he's advanced, old, aged. Perhaps he's blind as well. He's blind. And he's advanced in age, so he can hardly move. Abuna Shaykhun Kabir. He's not just old, but he's advanced, very advanced. He can't do this. So in the meanwhile, we need to see that the fires are kept burning in the house, and there's no other option. The right thing, the better thing was that father should be doing this, but he can't manage this. So either we die in starvation, or we come out. And if we come out, then either we come out bashfully and with modesty, or either we forget our modesty and our bashfulness and just mix with the crowd. So she's giving a whole picture, a rundown of their life. So anyway, he watered the animals. They say the water trough or the well, so we had the blessings of going there as well. You have thus, we had one guide, Hassan, so he took us to this place. So So that Hasani Singh, you know, people that don't have wives, they come here and make dua. So to Hasan Bhai, the qiyas is not the same. Here he had nothing. No house, no person to turn to, no guy, nothing yet. So he was asking in a total state of desperation. And here we got a house, a hotel, we got a guide, and we got some comfort. So can you say that we are like Musa alayhi salam? No. Anyway, he made the dua, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Desperately in need of the good that you will send for me. Imam Bukhari sahib, when he brings this hadith, so he brings it under a chapter that someone wants his works to be done. Right? He wants some favor from Allah Ta'ala. So before engaging in dua, then he does an act of kindness and ibadat. See that? You can say kindness or you can say ibadat. So it's more likely for your dua to be answered. That before your dua, then you did some amal. So here, Muslims have did one amal, then he made dua. And the two Ansari Sahaba al-Kiram, before they could get into jihad, they both made dua. One is making dua, the other is saying Amin, and the same with the other. So before the amal, before the jihad, they're making dua. So you want your duas to be answered, then do some amal before that. Right? So Abuna Shaykhun Kabir. So he did whatever he had to do, and he made the dua. But the dua was, I ask you again, for a dini thing or for a dunya thing. See? Dunya thing. No abode, no food, nothing. There's no food, there's no abode. I don't know the people here, right? So, when he made dua for the dunya thing. So we understand to make dua for dunya things as well is not against the shan of a Nabi, not against the sunnah, and not against deen. See? Then Allah Ta'ala blessed him with three things. So here, Shu'ayb alayhi salam, that is the girl's father, he wanted to know that you came much earlier than your scheduled time. What happened? So there's another lesson to learn. That the elder of the home must also know what's going on in the home. He mustn't be such, now I'm so consumed in my ibadat or my dini affairs, I don't know how the home is running. You must know what's going on, right? You should find out. Furthermore, Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi, so he had two people working for him. One is Niyaz, and the other was called Mia Suleiman, right? And he would say that after the other farais, I consider this to be most important for us, to see to the well-being and the comfort of the household. In my case, because I don't have any other males in the house, what I don't have is just the women folk. Now, if there is some urgent need, then what are they to do? So I keep people there. So if there's anything, then they'll call behind the screen, and they'll say, get this or do this. Right? So the mind is relaxed. That I've got one person for the night, one person for the day, but it's been taken care of. So how nice does the woman don't feel that her husband is out, but she has taken care for his absence, for the time that he's not there. She's made some arrangements. Sometimes I tell the brothers, all right, you need to go out, right? Sometimes going Umrah, Jamaat, whatever. But you've got parents that need khidmat. So either you stay there, don't go, or otherwise make proper arrangements in the time that you are absent. A person that can come out, come in and go out, a mahram. That means either your brother, your nephew, right, or your uncle, your mother's uncle, so they are there 3-4 times a day, calling, coming in, seeing to the well-being. Not just nothing, just going out, and the lover will take care. No, that attitude, that's not in keeping with the sunnah. Sunnah is, you make arrangements for your absence. The time that you are absent, they'll need something. They'll need someone, right? So what arrangements have you made? That's why that sahabi was told, for fihi ma fajaid, you don't go out in jihad, look after your parents. So what you understand is, the time of your absence, then some arrangements must be made for their convenience, for their ease. Right? So jamaat work is not that only you must come out. It's not just a burst of emotion. No. It's trying to make deen conducive to the whole world. So your household will say, hey, these people in jamaat are so considerate that even in their absence they made proper arrangements, that I'm not stranded at any time. For whatever my needs are, I'm not stranded at all. So the expectation of them, for their minds will be more open to the work. They so considerate. And it's a rule amongst them that you must make arrangements in the time of your absence. So they were thinking, but this is a different work. It's not an ordinary work. People just leave and go. No. They make all the arrangements for their absence. So this may be the need, this what they would need. And I made all the arrangements. So my absence doesn't make a difference. See? So other than that, these two people, Mirza Suleiman and Niaz. And the second thing is to see what's going on in the house. So Mullah has sent Suleiman, go to Jalalabad, there's a machine there. The machine, it mills the flour, mills the grain into flour. So one was the chakki, the hand-drawn mill, right? And then it was mechanized, right? Like how we have this blenders and all that, right? So before it was done all by hand. Some of you must remember in the old days they were doing mince and they were grinding it with the hand, right? So then all things became mechanical. So when it became mechanical, now they moved on to mechanical. So now grains, and it's a good quantity of grains, how long it will take to do it by hand? So Mullah sent Suleiman, go and get it, Jalalabad. There's a cash, go and get it and bring it. So he came earlier than usual. Like his daughters, he came earlier than usual. So that's what happened. You came earlier than usual. So they explained that the machine was just closing. The man with the machine was just closing, and I came in at that time. So what he did was, he gave me, in exchange of that, say, for example, 10 kilos of grain, he gave me 9 kilos. So 1 kilo he deducted for the fee. See? So 10 against 9. So wheat on this end and wheat on that end. So wheat on this end and that end, and 10 for 9. So Mullah said, that's Zalika Ainu Riba. This is pure interest. Al-hintatu bil-hinta, wa-sha'iru bil-sha'ir, wa-al-milhu bil-milh, wa-al-tamaru bil-tamar, wa-al-zahabu bil-zahab, wa-al-fiddatu bil-fidda, yadam bi-yadin, sawa'an bi-sawa'in. It's clear, clear hadith, that when both the commodities are the same, wheat for wheat, right, or dates for dates, then it must be an on the spot transaction, and it must be equal on both ends. See, so Mohan says now, see, had I not done this, had I not asked and found out, then we would have been eating interest. See that, if we had not done this, we would have been eating interest. So to also to find out, okay, what's going on in the house, you got a fair idea of what's happening. Are you straight on the path, or are you off the path? Now, when there's no dini understanding, see, now must be so consumed in ibadat, okay, you don't know about the affairs of the house. Now, will the affairs of the house be right then? Go off. See. So, now we're talking about Shu'aib al-Islam, right? Here the father is asking, what's the reason for your coming so early? So they explain, so call the man. He's done us a favor, so call the man. Inna abana yad'uka liyajziya ma saqita lana. My father is inviting you. So Musa alayhi salam was objected. He said, we are a people, we, for our services, for the kindness, we don't accept any remuneration. We did an act of kindness, so we don't accept any remuneration. But he went just because of consideration of an old man. An old man, and he's called, so it's not would be in keeping with respect not to listen, not to accept the invitation of an aged person. See, aged person, he's handicapped, can hardly move. He's invited you, he's calling you, and then you're ignoring him. So, out of consideration, not in order to be remunerated for the service that he's provided. Right? You understand the whole picture now. Man is handicapped, and he's calling you. So you just ignore him. So, now he's here, and Musa alayhi salam released the whole story. وَقَصَّ عَلَيْهِ الْقَصَصِ. Whole story, what happened to him. So, Shu'aib alayhi salam gave the comfort. نَجَوْتَ مِنَ الْقُومِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Don't worry now. Now you are safe. Because you're out of his jurisdiction. So you're in safe hands, safe territory. Now, the girls, they came up with a good level of modesty. So the beauty, the actual beauty in a girl is the level of modesty that she has. That's the beauty. It's not the look. Modesty and humility, that is the jewel of the girl. She's modest and she's humble. Modest and humble. Right? So if she has everything else, but she doesn't have modesty and she's not humble, then is there any value? So, when we were small, you know, till about 12, 13, so we used to be doing business in a pure white area. Pure white area. So their culture is totally different. If a man is lying sick in his house, right, and he wants a glass of water, in that state, if he sees his wife, get me some water, I'm thirsty. Her response is, you got hands, you got legs, there's a tap, go help yourself. So if they got the beauty, it doesn't mean that they are obedient, they are cooperating, they are sharing duties, nothing like that. You fight your battle, and we fight our battle. So there's actually no beauty. So she may look nice, but pulled up, showing an attitude, independent attitude. So is that a Muslim woman? A Muslim woman is sharing, she's cooperating, she's showing kindness, and with a cheerful countenance. That's a Muslim woman. Right? But when we lose these things here, we just run after beauty. and everything else is forgotten. And then you get this type of Christians coming in. Is it also important for me to look after my parents-in-law, fala. Is that my duty? Husband is ill, is my duty to take care of him? So you get this type of Christians coming in. But all these things come when they have lost the understanding of deen. If they had the understanding of deen, then they wouldn't have asked these type of questions. These questions come up because they lack the understanding. So when they have the understanding of deen, let's cooperate, all right, whatever is happening in the house. Jabir radiallahu, he's returning from jihad on the beast of Islam. And he explains to Nabi that he's just got married. So Nabi Sallam asks him, Sayyiban or Bikran, did you marry a spinster or a widow? Say no, Sayyiban is a widow. Allah Bikran, you should have married a young woman. You young, so why did you marry a weird widow? Well, you're young, so you have feelings, and Nabi Sallam is considerate also for the feelings. He's not just teaching our way, like a hermit, no. He's considerate of the feelings as well. So the Jabir says, okay, my father, Ustushida Ma'aka, he was martyred in Uhud, Udiyu, right? And he left about 9 daughters, and I'm required to take care of them. If I married a young girl, then she would have been like one of these girls. And then she could not be able to take care of the rest. Right? Now I married a widow. تَقُومُ عَلَيْهِنَّ وَتَمْشِتُ رُؤُسَهُنَّ. She will take care of them. She will comb their hairs. And she will teach them. She will guide them. Right? What's a woman's duty? What's to be done? So now today's girl is not my work. Will they cooperate? And yeah, Nabi Sallam didn't object, but rather Nabi Sallam made dua for the Jabir, Barakallahu fi, Lapak yu barakat. See that? You would have said that's not her duty. She's coming in for your attention, not for their attention. So why are you concerned about it? They must find their own better. That's not part of your duty. See a Muslim woman and how her mind is made. But now, if they're exposed to secular education, and that type, then they learn kafir ways. They learn to be independent. They learn the ways against the beast nonsense. So that's why they'll ask these questions, is that part of my duty? Now, coming again to the Shu'ayb al-Islam, everything of this has got a lesson backed up. It's showing us the structure, it's showing us the spirit, it's showing us how to live as human beings. As the Jir Ahmad used to say, and he should quote with more time, Mr. Rahmatai, yahan par aao, to aadmi banne ko sikho, kutub abdal, wagera banna, kahin aur jao. When you become kutub abdal, etc., go elsewhere. But here you learn to be a man. What is a man supposed to be doing? At which time? How is he supposed to be running? Right? He's himself, how he must conduct himself. He's with friends, what he must do. He's married, what he must do. He's not married, what must he do? He's in business, how he must conduct himself. So, yahan aakar ke aadmiyat seekho. Learn to be a man. And you say, learning to be a man is so important that if you didn't learn to be a man, then it may be that you encroach on someone else's rights. You're so engrossed in your ibadah and khanqah or jamaat that you forget other people's rights. But is that the right thing? You went to do one right thing and you left out another 10 things. Is that the right thing? So you do this also and do this also. Understand that they call you a man. Why are you called a man? a man must manage. That's why they call you a man, because you must manage. Manage what? Everything is going right, everything perfect. Do you need to manage that? Well, like you see this clock that is going well. So you keep correcting it and managing it. No. The sun is revolving, right? So you do you need to manage it? That is carrying on. You don't need to manage it. But where there is some attention required to manage, then you must come out and manage the thing. So that's a man's life. I need to see now, right, what's happening here, how must I do it, what's the right thing, what's wrong, what's incorrect. Right? And if you don't know, then ask, what must I do here? Sometimes it is that the girl can manage, and sometimes she can't manage. Right? Like the elder woman, you see, with this 30, 40 guests also, one single woman can handle it. But now, if there's 30 guests coming in, say, no, Manjaras are here, Zaps is here, you're going to hire the food. So if it is that they are used to this type of thing, they train like that, then it won't be a problem to see 20, 30, 40 guests. But if it is that they are not used to this thing here, and you impose upon them, then always you put them into an awkward position. They would either cry, they'll burst out, or they'll get into some state of despondency. What does you know? This man is so demanding. See? So understand the logistics, understand what is to be done, how is to be done, what's to be done. Almost Hamid Sahib Rahmatullahi, guests would come to him, right? So when his family was quite young, and they would do all the work. Five guests are coming, six guests. But now, when they became a little bit sickly and aged, then Moa couldn't do it himself. But to compensate, he would give them some cash. See, I can't entertain you all because the family can't, she's not at that. And in India at that time, they have steers and they didn't have spurs, etc., where the ready-made food could be delivered to your place. And there wasn't a thing like check a 60 also for someone to come and deliver, right? There wasn't this thing here. So understand now, see the logistics, see the circumstance, and then make a move. If it was you that's there, or your daughter, and she's putting her in a tight position, what would you have done? So understand the whole logistics, understand how to be done. In the meanwhile, the parents also need to train their daughters. Right? This type of things will come up, and how are you supposed to be conducting yourself? They train their children. So when they are trained to a domestic front, then they know how to handle a domestic front. But they are to handle a domestic front, and they being taught for a 9, 10 university. How are they going to take care of a domestic front? We hear these complaints coming in. She was a beaut. But she can't even make 5 or 1 egg. 1 egg she can't fry. For us, it's quite difficult to comprehend. But these are facts. But now, the father gave them the wrong training. He's supposed to be trained as a doctor, and the father is training him as a shushan. So can he do anything? So she's the most supposed to be trained as a woman. So what would be her responsibilities, duties, what will be her future, what will make her comfortable in that life, then the parents must guide her up that aisle. Right, this is the what you must do, how you must. A good guideline is that best is ever, that is it. What you did not? Tarbiyati best is ever. So Mataji has taken the pain to guide that girl, what she must do in her life, what she must do, to make a proper girl. So now, all these things can't be done with fights and arguments. It is going to be a lot of love from the beginning, the first day of marriage, love, kindness. Then they also conform. And thereafter, the child that is coming out of the house, they also do it very well. For example now, one day, the mother is not feeling well. She said, Ma, you rest, we'll take care of the child. She said, of course, in her state of sickness, she's still concerned. You see, we don't understand a woman's mind. She's sick, she may be dying, but she's worried about the husband, children, to their welfare and well-being. But from the beginning, if you train them, from the age of 7, train them, by about 10, she can do everything, sort everything out. In this Kadwa families, so they have one woman, Rasulbai. I tell this, they told me. So, the Nana is just coming at the odd time. So, the Rasulbai must have been about 9-10 years of age. So, she tells Nana, Nana, you just rest. Just give me half an hour. I'll sort you out. In that half an hour, I traveled about 80 years ago. She will cut on a rooster, clean the thing, whole thing up herself. With the proper curry and the extras, you know how, some sweet. The whole thing she prepared the whole thing in half an hour, 40 minutes, she did herself. Now that is, the credit goes to her parents. Her parents are trained like that, that you mustn't be handicapped. Mehman comes, don't feel now, nothing, what must I do? See, the parents gave her good training, she knows how to handle the situation. So that's the intelligence, the mark of intelligence of the house that she was in, that they prepared her for her future. That is what she get to 9, 10, 12, whatever, right? Or teach her too much of kitab, you know, mishkar, see, all that. And now, she has to handle a domestic front, can she do it? Well, the husband is coming in, and the husband wants good food, right? Indians are that, you know, spice, all that must be right, masalas, all that. Right. Now, as the husband comes in, and she says, but this masala comes here, this hadith here, will you take it well? Out of respect, you won't say anything, but will you be feeling right? So there's a time for all that as well. Now, attend to the bed, he's hungry, he wants some attention. What's to be done at that time? You saw all that, now then you can give him aid, enjoy himself, he rested. You think of the Umm Sulaym, right? So the son has passed away. Child was sick, he passed away. So the father comes in, he's been fasting the whole day, he's really, really hungry. In the meanwhile, the child has passed away. Right? So Abu Talha is asking, how's the child? Who are askanu makan? He is now at ease. So, he eats nicely. He wanted some attention for the night. He got the attention. Now, as he slept and everything is over, then she breaks the news. But now, in such a nice way, you know, if someone gave you something to take care of, and he asks for it, so what are you required? So obviously, you must return it. So the child was Allah Baks. And Allah Pak is called, but why didn't you tell me what at night? That was the intelligence, that at that time he needed to eat, at that time he needed to rest, at that time he was tired. Had she broken the news at night, could he eat, could he sleep, could he do anything else? So then Abu Talha raised it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam makes dua for them, for that right, for that night, whatever happened. So he got a child, and the child was named Abdullah. And then he had some children, all of them were prosperous in dunya and deen. See, for that one night's ikram, right? He made that ikram, what is to be done? See, her parents must have trained her. When they trained her, now she knew already in this situation how to handle it. Right? But now the husband also, after he got to know all this here, how much he must have appreciated that woman. What pain she must be going through, you know, for that night. But she did everything to make me comfortable. And then only by the morning, when I'm at ease, then he broke the news. That's why the hadith says, "Al dunya mataun." The dunya is a thing. It's a commodity. To use, right? It's a commodity to use. خير مطاع الدنيا المرأة الصالحة. But the best commodity is a good woman. Now, what is the description of a good woman? إِذَا أَمَرْتَهَا أَطَاعَتْكَ. You tell her, and she's doing it. She says, hey, not my duty. Will you come and tell me? I got my independent life. Today I have to go to the coffee shop, the gymming. So you go and hang yourself. That's a modern educated, either madrasa girl or university girl. Same prince. وَإِذَا نَزَرْتَ إِلَيْهَا سَرَّتْكَ. And if you look at her, she's an embodiment of joy. Good face, good words, happy. So what happens to the husband? And otherwise, you know, you will hang yourself. What do you think? I'm a slave. The zaman of slavery is gone, finished. So she pulled out her face. So does he find any pleasure in her? وَإِذَا غِبْتَ عَنْهَا. And when you are away, then she takes care of all your things. Your wealth, your children, all your interests she takes care of. That's the girl. So the parents' main figure concern today is she financially stable? What about the financial security? For her to make a financial security, now that becomes the main concern. She must have a degree. She must be a professional woman. So she must be a good wife. That's not a concern. What it takes to make a good woman, in the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they are concerned about it. Now, that when you distance from your deen, that's what happens. Then there's another pilot that's running your life. Before it was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that was the captain, and he was running the life. Now you moved away from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so a kafir now must run your life. But just that you won't use that kafir's names. He said, but that's not my duty. I'm a faras. You won't sort yourself out. So when you moved away from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this happened after that. So his life was complete, perfect, comprehensive, and for muhabbat to prevail all around the house. For muhabbat, you have to be soft with women especially, but that doesn't mean that you make them like handicapped, can't do anything. Like I said, women can't even fry an egg. See? So you don't make them such that they're totally handicapped. But coming back to the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. So, جَاءَهُ وَقَصَّ عَلِيَ قَصَصْ. Now the girl realized that Shuaib Musa alayhi salam is not going to go back to Egypt. Circumstance. نَجَوْتَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. See that? He can't go because they're after him. إِنَّ الْمَلَأَ يَأْتَمِرُونَ بِكَ لِيَقْتُلُكَ. إِنَّ الْمَلَأَ, the chiefs are making, they have decided to kill you. So can you go back? You can't go back. You can't go back immediately. After some time, it's a different thing. But for the time being, he can't go back. So he'll have to be around. Now when the girls realize this now, and they also understand that they are women, right? And now there is a man around. Can't we then employ him? So that our modesty is safe, the home front is taken care of, and we have got a good person. Because by now they understood the person. That few encounters they had, they understand. Yeah? They understand that women, in many things, they are more sharp than you, right? Be more sharp. This is when you saw Mita. So when you're small, you were studying when you were 14, 15 or something. So my mother just saw seeing him once, and he said, this person is a respectable person. Because all the time that he came, his gaze was down. She said, oh, this woman, they know what's going on. And someone is doing some pranky thing, they pick it up as well. But here, see, all the time that he was here, he must have been smaller, young, 13, 14 or something. But his gaze was down. He didn't pick up his gaze. So they picked it up. So you mustn't think, I'll be lovely and just capture the moment. You won't do all the stupid things. When you move away from the business, then you do all the stupid things. Be friendly, don't be judgmental, that you move away from the business. Yeah, just one glance, they make it out. They make it out that this person is bashful, is modest, is respectable. They make it out in one glance, they just size you up. So these girls also, they watched what's going on, and they made out that this man is a bashful person. He's good, he's strong, he's an honest person. Right? He can know other agendas. They made out. So they asked, now, why don't you employ him? So we don't, it saves us, we protect our modesty, and the home is also taken good care of. So now, Sri Ibn Islam is even more intelligent. He's a Nabi, obviously. Right? He's even more intelligent, he's more sharp, he's understanding. And obviously, why won't he be? Because he's a Nabi. When he's a Nabi, now see how he says it. If Amr just ask him to marry my daughter, right, and live here, then this man is not accepted because he's coming from a very, very refined and a beautiful home, right? He doesn't want to be called just a Garjamai. But if I want to employ him, right, then he'll think that he's got his independence, he can take employment elsewhere, and he can take employment under us. He's got a choice. See, a contract is happy on both ends. The one that is contracting and the one that is contracted, both must be happy. That's called a contract. And otherwise, it's just a favor. So he doesn't want to be under someone's obligation. So he's contracted, I'm free to accept. I'm free to turn the offer, right? I got the both things, I got both options, to accept the offer or to turn down the offer. See? So now, he maintained his respect, he's maintained his originality, and he became a blessing for the house. Not that the house became a blessing for him, alright, they also did something, but he maintained his originality, his independence, and number two is that they also found relief, see, both ways. The modern way is you must marry into a rich family, otherwise you're stupid, right? So then when you marry into a rich family, you're waiting now, bare mein kab marega? Old man, when is he going to die, And what are his assets, all that, for this property, Pakrani, what he's got. So what are you waiting for? Hey, 80, he still didn't die. I bought a 60, and he's 80. You come barega. Can you see that? This is an important way. So, but now everything is centered on wealth. Everything is just centered around wealth. So this one is waiting for that one to die, so that he can take the control of the reins. See that? And you see what Islam is teaching is different. Totally different. Inna khayra man ista'jarta qawiyul amin. So by now they size the person up, that he's strong, he's capable. See, so in any contract that you sign up, look for the person who's capable to do the work. Right? You don't just take anybody to do any work. Right? So they must have seen that he's strong, he's capable to do the work. So how they seen that was at the water trough, he handled it himself. Because at the water trough, the thing was covered by a big rock. And it would take about 10 people to remove the stone. Right? That was covering the water. He did it singly. So they made out that the man is capable. He knows. So just being capable of doing the work That's just part of the requirement. He's an accountant, so he's capable, he can do the work. But that's not the only requirement. خَيْرَ مَنِ اسْتَأْجَرْتَ قَوِيُّ الْأَمِينَ He must be honest as well. Otherwise he's doing the books and he's just doing something on the side with your wealth, but now you don't want to see the books properly and all that. So he's taking something on the side and he's moving on. Right. So the person that is doing a work, he must be capable to do the work and he must be honest as well. So how did they make out his honesty? They made out his honesty like this. Musa Islam told them, see, we don't look at women. Your father is calling us, so as a mark of respect for his seniority and age, I'm going to accept this. But if you're going to be walking in the front, then my gaze will be on you. And that's not our style. We're not brought up like that. So you be with the rear, and from the rear you can just guide. Straight, right, left, the shield guides. So we made out that this man here is capable and he's honest. خَيْرَ مَنِ اسْتَأْجَرْتَ قَوِيُّ الْأَمِينَ As a result now, Allah Ta'ala blessed Musa alayhi salam in three ways. See, the dua that he made. See, the dua went after he did some amal. Then he made dua. Right? ثُمَّ تَوَلَّى إِلَى الزِّلْ فَقَالْ See, to the added lesson here, فَسَقَالَهُمَا ثُمَّ تَوَلَّى إِلَى الزِّلْ He provided them with water, and then he moved onto the shade, right? So you also understand, to enjoy some of the favors of Allah Ta'ala, that's also not against the piety. So he could have made dua in the sun. He could have done it. It's day, the sunlight is directing on you. Right? You could have done that. Right? But he moved on to the shady area. When there was a shady area, to just ignore that. So I'm so pious now. So in the sun I'm making dua. No. There is that sun. There is the shade. So go and enjoy the shade and make your dua. Who's stopping you? But Allah made the point to show us. سَقَالَهُمَا ثُمَّ تَوَلَّى إِلَى الزِّلْ He would have just said, فَسَقَالَهُمَا And then, فَقَالَ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ فَقِيرٍ But Allah showed this, تَوَلَّى إِلَى الزِّلْ That it's my favor, and it's my favor, enjoy it. Don't show an attitude, I don't need these things. Don't do that. Show your desperation, show your need. So he maintained his honor and respect. Right? He accepted the offer and said it was a free. A happy buyer, happy seller. Happy contractor and happy contract. So both are happy. So he maintained his originality and independence. He made dua, accepted it. Right? So the barakat of that love blessed him in three ways. Gave him a home, gave him a wife, right? Him a home, a wife, and an occupation. Ghar mein bair karke kya karenge? Just staying at home and doing nothing. That a man, it's not a man's life. A man's life is, he must work, he must do something. So gave him a home, gave him a partner, and gave him a work. See that? All three. See? The barakat of that. See this? The Anbiya and the stories. Now, when they're contracting, so in the contract also, in أَطْمَمْتَ عَشْرًا فَمِنْ عِنْدِكَ So the contract was signed for 8 years. But Shu'aib al-Islam made a provision. If you do the additional 2 years, 8 years is the obligatory period for this contract to end. But if you add two more years, فَمِنْ عِنْدِكَ then this will be an optional thing from your side. So he knows now what is the obligation and what is the extra. Right? He knows the obligation and he knows what's the additional thing. So he says, وَمَا أُرِدْكَ قَالَ ذَلِكَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِكَ أَيَّمَا الْأَجَلَيْنِ قَضَيْتُ فَلَا عُدْوَانَ عَلِيْهِ Right? So he says, whichever of the terms I complete, right, I'm not reproachable. I can complete the 8, that term, I can complete the 10. Because it's an optional thing. When it's an optional thing, then you can't enforce it onto me. See that? Ayyam al-ajani. So you understand, when you're contracting, let everything be clear. No, my friend, we'll see about it. Then when it comes to crunch time, there's a fight. Then why didn't you confirm all these finer points? He confirmed the whole thing. أَيَّمَ الْأَزَلِينِ قَدَيْتُ فَلَا عُدْوَانَ عَلَيْهِ. That whichever term I complete, the 8-year term or the 10-year term, then there's not going to be any compulsion on me. You can't hold it against me. See that? Yeah, it's just 4 lines, but how much of lessons to be learned? أَيَّمَ الْأَزَلِينِ. But take this comment. We'll see about the price afterwards. We are friends. I knew you from small. Now you tested the thing, you read it for 1 year. But what's the price? Well, come next week. Next week in China, say half a million. I only thought of 50,000. You're not seeing the money, sir. No, you use the car for 1 year now, let's pay for it. But you see how that's deception. As I explained it, we avoid the Eastern flattery and the Western deceptive approach. Move away from the flattery and move away from the deception. Be a Muslim. But we understand and live for Islam. But what a healthy atmosphere. What a healthy atmosphere. No flattery and no deception. Now the world is all loaded with either flattery or either with deception. Because they have moved away from Allah Ta'ala just to money. So now money, that's the whole base. So I'll look for how to secure myself financially. How can I get an additional favor? Then to crown the whole thing up, so Musa says, Wallahu ala ma naqul wakil. Whatever we have agreed on, let Allah Ta'ala be a witness to all this thing here. But see how beautiful this few lines of Musa alayhi salam, and how much it captured, how much it encapsulated of a domestic life, of business, of bashfulness and modesty, a man's life and a woman's life. Man is supposed to be going outside, woman is supposed to be in, and then not to be any under any obligation. And also, not living off other people's favors. See, you can see now he's loaded, so let me live off his favors. See, but how much we learn in these few lines of Musa alayhi salam. Allah Baktuhi.